Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We have located Matt Steginga, and we know that with the daylight savings time ending here, he was not out on the golf course. Matt, let's talk a little bit about last night's basketball game, first of all. And what time did you get to bed last night?
Well, let me just say, I was actually having Thanksgiving dinner. I will obviously be gone next week, so I was enjoying a great meal, and I apologize for being a little tardy, Jack. But I finally got to sleep last night about, 1:30, 2 o'clock. I don't know. It was late.
Yeah. Well, how much of the 24 hours of basketball, did you get to watch any of the other games? Did you see Ohio State and Florida or any of the other games?
I missed that one. That's the second half of that ball game sounded like Ohio State must have played out of this world,
yeah.
But that would have been a good one to watch. But when I woke up, I probably woke up at 5:30, and the first thing that was on the TV was ESPN, and it reminded me that this was actually happening. And in my office, I left the TV on all day, and just it was kind of amazing to watch college basketball like this.
Yeah, you think about how the game has changed. Matt, even in the 18 years since you left Michigan State, it is amazing the exposure and the number of games that are televised. And now, if there's a game that isn't televised, everyone goes crazy.
It really has really grown exponentially. I know when I was being recruited, one of the things that a North Carolina would say to me was, "Well, a lot of your games will be on TV. A lot of your games will be on national TV," to where a lot of schools couldn't say that. And you're right. Now it seems almost every game or everybody is on some form of cable television, and it's not much of an advantage anymore.
Matt Steginga, basketball analyst for the Spartan Radio Network and a four-year starter for the Spartans in the Judd Heathcote era. You mentioned North Carolina, Matt, and the news today, Joe Rexroad confirming that this is indeed going to happen with the aircraft carrier. Expect an announcement soon from Mark Hollis about this, but apparently it will be Michigan State and North Carolina and a couple of service academies. Could you imagine playing basketball in an aircraft carrier?
Well, practicing in Jenison Fieldhouse sometimes felt like we were right in the middle of nowhere, but no, I can't imagine. That is unbelievable. The rumors and speculation surrounding that game has been out there for a while, so I guess I'll believe it when I see it, and it will be unbelievable. It really will be.
It sounds like a Mark Hollis project.
He
talked about playing basketball in different venues, and I guess he'd already tried Spartan Stadium for hockey, so maybe it wasn't the best fit for basketball. But I can imagine if you have trouble making free throws on dry land in the conditions of the Breslin Center, and you're going to miss 17 of them, it's not going to help your percentage on an aircraft carrier.
Well, maybe it'll help. Who knows? You know, Tom Izzo might think that might help his team out, but you know, it's funny. This is this will be something to behold and watch. And I've even heard of some other ideas that they've thrown around, which sound pretty cool. And I know the NBA played some exhibition games in Palm Springs, outdoors. Which you know, I think as a player, just to have that experience to do these things is really second to none. And I hope it happens. And if it's being confirmed, I think it's great.
Did you play in Puerto Rico?
I did not.
You get a chance to, well, you've probably been there at some point, or you will shortly when Michigan State makes a tournament appearance there. But they have a roof over the court, but it's not completely closed. And birds fly in, and they fly over the court. And I keep waiting for someone to, throw a pass down the court and nail one of these birds, but it's certainly a different setting, and it's the kind of thing Mark Hollis says, everything's on the table. We're going to do as many neat things as we can, and he's got a head coach who says, bring it on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I even imagine in Puerto Rico, they're might be other things that fall from the sky that might cause a player to slip and fall and hurt themselves. So it's crazy, but yeah, I guess you're right. If Mark Hollis can find it, we'll do it.
What about your take on last night? We have about a minute left. Can you give us your take on what you saw?
Well, you know, I think the last 10 minutes of that first half was some great basketball. It really was. The 23-4 run that we went on, the defensive pressure we showed, the transition game was terrific. Other than that, I think we just kind of went through the motions in that second half. And you could say it was late at night. You know, we were very casual with the basketball, but at the end, the things we talked about and saw was, you know, we got the W, we got the win. Yeah. It wasn't in the impressive fashion that maybe everybody expects from the second-ranked team in the country. But I think we still did a lot of really good things. And it's so early that being able to handle the pressure that South Carolina put on us is probably only natural.
It'll get better, and it'll have to get better with the schedule Tom Izzo plays. Matt Steginga, MSU basketball radio analyst and four-year starter for the Spartans. Thanks so much, Matt. I appreciate it.
All right, Jack.
I want to thank Charles Ballard, MSU professor, Joe Calhoun, author of 1 Hour Plan for Growth, Kyle Malin, MERS Newsletter, Adam Havey, president, Emergent Biosolutions, Mark Nixon, Lansing Board of Water and Light, Kim Harkness, Michigan Sportsman Against Hunger, and Matt Steginga. I want to thank my producer, Scott Eckersley, as well. And I'm on my way out to Schuller's for the Haven House benefit. Jack Ebling saying, have a great night, everyone.